Are you a ticked off Yankee fan, frustrated that the June swoon has, well, last I checked, I think, Ray, it's July. It is July 5th. It's not supposed to be a June swoon, but it is starting to feel like a die in July for the New York Yankees. Ticked off, pissed off, concerned, your level of aggravation and what you would do if you could make changes right now. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, we will break all of that down. Mets fans, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that the Mets are so, I don't know what to say. Like, is the word, is it irrelevant? Like, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Are we at a point now? The Mets actually win on Sunday. They won today. The Mets win a game that there were a lot of positives, fun things in this baseball game today. But it's the kind of game that easily could have given me major, major agita. It's the kind of game that if you cared and they were playing relevant baseball, you would have been having a conniption today. That the Mets give up 6 runs. They score 5 in the ninth. They give up 6 in the ninth. And they almost lose, but they win 10-9. And there you go. And we'll talk about this game. And the sad part is that this, we should be talking in this Mets game about young A.J. Ewing hitting a home run, lefty-lefty. We should be talking about in this game that a lineup that seems to be getting, you know, with Lindor now back, Lindor, Soto, Bichette is hitting, Benj, Ewing, that this lineup is starting to look more like what was intended, and they put up 10 runs today, and instead, you know, we're going to have to talk about whatever, you know, the bad defense, the shoddy play, and all of this, and still, here we are approaching the All-Star game, the All-Star break, Juan Soto, an All-Star, but we're also going to have to talk about the trade deadline and what parts, what pieces. They've already sold off David Peterson. What other parts would you sell? So all of that, and the flip of it is like, who's untouchable and who would you sell off? 888-808-1019. Next topic you can call in on. I am not going to say that I am a soccer expert, but I will say I am absolutely dialed in and watching the World Cup. I am into it. I'm having fun with it. And of course, we got huge, huge news in the world of the World Cup. And if you're paying attention and if you care about the U.S. men's team and the men's national team, a very big game coming up tomorrow on Monday night. And we play Belgium. The U.S. men's team plays Belgium, but in a highly, highly controversial decision. First, there was the red card that was given out in the last game to one of the U.S. team's top players. You can say one of our top two players on this team, Flo Balogun, and he gets the controversial red card in the last game, which gets him booted from that game and automatically suspended for tomorrow's massive knockout game versus Belgium. And then, today, FIFA shocks the world and puts it on hold, making him eligible to play. And we're hearing reports, I don't know, of politics weighing into this. And we'll talk about it. I think, unfortunately, the whole situation sort of shapes out, I think, to be a lose-lose. I'm still rooting for the U.S. men's team, of course. But this is not something that typically happens in 189 times that a player has gotten a red card in the World Cup, in the history of the World Cup. It's only the second time that it's been, you know, the suspension has been put on hold in the tournament. Before the tournament, sure. for qualifiers, yes, but not within the tournament. And so it looks weird, and it looks fishy, and it looks strange. And even if you thought that the red card, you shouldn't have gotten it and all of that, there's now people are going to say we're the host country, and there's an asterisk. And so all of that weighs in. With that said, we're going to break down and talk about that game. I actually have a former professional soccer player, former men's professional soccer player, going to join me in the 11 o'clock hour, 11:15, as a guest. So we'll break down that team, that game. We'll preview it for you, all of that. And then, of course, you want to call in. There's a lot flying around this week with, in this past week, with NBA free agency going bananas. Jaylen Brown getting traded and basically sold for the NBA equivalent of a bag of balls. So that craziness between the Celtics and the Sixers, and the Knicks lose Mitchell Robinson in free agency because Dolan and the won't go into the second apron, and now he's a Celtic. And the Knicks then go and bring in and sign Andre Drummond to be the backup center. So all of that, you want to call in, you want to talk about it, 888-808-1019. That's the number. We got Ray on the phones there, Ray Jarvis behind the glass, keeping you company. And as always, you can join the fun on X, on Twitter, at L Rubenson, WFAN. Hit me up there, and I will respond to that. We're going to open up the first hour and a half. It's you, it's me, it's the phones, it's your calls. We will, for aggravated Mets fans who want to understand what the strategy should may be, and the latest rumors around the trade deadline and all of that, Will Salmon from The Athletic is going to join me as a guest at 9:30. And then at 10:30, Yankee fans, not leaving you out. I get it. You're pissed off and wondering what the heck is going on and what should happen next. And so Brendan Cuddy, BK, Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger are going to join me at 10:30. All right. We're going to start tonight with the Yankees because, you know, for me, that's the story. The biggest story of the moment is the Yankees. And in, you know, to quote Joe Girardi, it's not what you want. Right now, for Yankee fans, you had to think that coming into this week, all right, it's been bad. The Yankees have played poorly. They had the June swoon. You thought all those things. But you said to yourself, the Minnesota Twins, the Twinkies, are coming into town. And when the Twinkies come into New York, what happens? The Yankees win. That's what happens. That is what has been happening. The Yankees win the series. That has been what has happened in every series. Every series since 2014. It's 2026. By my count, that's 12 years. The last time the Yankees lost a series to the Minnesota Twins, no disrespect, Minnesota, by the way, if you've ever been, Minneapolis, it's a great city. I like the state of Minnesota and the city of Minneapolis. And good for the Twins. But if you want to talk about teams that the Yankees can say, who's your daddy and it's us, I mean, it's the Twins, right? Have not won a series at Yankee Stadium since 2014. Until today. Until this weekend. Until this series. That's how bad things are. The June swoon. We get it. It's what happens. The Yankees seem to do that every year. But it's, by my count, July. Not July 1st, even. July 5th. And the Yankees, let's take a gander at the standings right now. The Yankees are four games back of the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, on paper, where we do not play the games, on paper, we come into the season, we look at the Tampa Bay Rays, and we look at their payroll, and we look at their roster, and we look at the Yankees, and we look at their payroll, and we look at their roster, and we say the Yankees are the class of the American League. And I still think, call me crazy. You can do that. You can call in. You can use the phone number. You can call me crazy. I still think if the Yankees are healthy, and by healthy, I mean Aaron Judge has to, if the Yankees are healthy by late September into October, if the Yankees are healthy, and by healthy, Aaron Judge is healthy, they bubble wrap Stanton so that he can have some sort of role with that bat in the lineup come then, whether that's DHing, most games, pinch hitting, whatever it is, but the bat is there. So that, healthy. And Max Fried comes back healthy, and the Yankees can run out if they don't trade for another starter or do whatever, minimally can run out a top three of Schlittler, first-time All-Star, congratulations, Cam Schlittler, of Schlittler, Cole, and Fried. If the Yankees can do that, then that level of health. And I do think, maybe I'm crazy, again, call me crazy, that Aaron Boone will do something at the deadline about the bullpen. I still think that come September, October, we will have October. Come October, we'll have a different conversation, and we'll be looking at it and saying this Yankees team is the best team, has the best talent in the American League, and therefore should, if they played of that talent, represent the American League in the World Series. I still think all of that is in play. But I am done telling you all that you're crazy. I've been on this station in the last month or so. You all call in and you rip Boone and you rip Cashman and you rip some of these players. And, you know, together we go through all the batting averages and how bad they are. And I look at it all and I say to you, well, things will be okay when Judge comes back and at the end of the season, and I still think, and blah, blah, blah. You know what? You want to, I don't know if panic's the right word, but if you want to lose your mind, if you want to get angry, if you want to be frustrated, if you want to be aggravated, if you want to be worried about this Yankees team and think that they are wasting another year of Aaron Judge's prime as he just gets older, and as, look, we all know that there may not be a baseball season next year. I hope there will be. Baseball's popularity off the World Baseball Classic, off a very exciting World Series last year, off of the popularity of Shohei Ohtani and everything, baseball's doing really well right now. But what do we know from baseball when they're doing really well? What do they have a tendency sometimes to do in Major League Baseball? When things are going well, what does baseball tend to do? They sabotage themselves. There's a work stoppage. There's a strike. There's a, a lockout. Well, the CBA, the contract, the collective bargaining agreement is up after this season, and we don't know. Will there be any baseball season? Will there be a complete baseball season? Will it be a shortened baseball season next year? Who knows? Will it start late? Who knows? But what I do know is that Aaron Judge is 34 years old. And so if there is no baseball season next year, and I don't know, there's a possibility of that, then that's Aaron Judge's age 35 season. That could be the next time after this year that we get a baseball season. Aaron Judge could be 36 years old. Still probably hitting 30-plus home runs in a season and an important part of a lineup. But we don't know how long this all-time great hitter, all-time great player, all-time great Yankee, who has never won a World Series, and some of that's on him, I get it. He could have played better in the postseason in some seasons past. But we don't know how many more times the Yankees with Aaron Judge are going to be able to make a run at a World Series title. And the American League has never, that I can remember, been as vulnerable, down, and stinky as it is this season. This is a bad year in the American League. So this is the year to capitalize and to for sure make sure the Yankees get there to the World Series, and then you fortify your club and you do the things you need to do to try and win while Aaron Judge is in his prime. And I understand he's not healthy right now. It will be weeks, months. I mean, we're still a couple months from Aaron Judge playing baseball again. Like, I get it. It's not until the end of the season that he'll be back. But when he is, Yankees need to capitalize on this season. And right now, this June swoon is about to turn into a die in July for the division, the AL East. They're four games back, and what's on the horizon between now and the All-Star break? What does the schedule look like? Well, here we are, and tomorrow they're in Tampa Bay. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4 against the Rays, and then they finish up against Washington, and you can say, well, it's the Washington Nationals. Well, you know what the Nationals are doing this season? Scoring about 4,000 runs, more runs than anybody else in baseball. Their offense is dynamic, and their pitching staff, in particular their bullpen, is an atrocity. So they score, it's very high-scoring games against the Nationals. Like, that's one thing that will happen. There'll be a lot of runs scored against the Washington Nationals. But if the Yankees in this offense are not able to keep up with the Nats and score the way the Nats are, I wouldn't exactly look at the Washington Nationals and say they're patsies before the break. It's a young, fun, exciting team in our nation's capital. So the Yankees, now's the time to make up ground against the Rays. But if they lose 3 out of 4 in Tampa, and right now, do you have how much confidence? Aaron Boone was asked today after the game, and clearly he didn't have any answers about what's going on. I don't know what, you know, it's hard to figure out what to say about a team that has lost 9 of their last 10. The Yankees lost a series against the Twins for the first time since 2014. Had another, you know, meltdowns of defense continue. Anthony Volpe with another error at shortstop. It's the Yankees' 20th error in their last 15 games. 20 errors in their last 15 games. That's the brand of baseball that they're playing right now. What would you do in terms of fixing this? They've allowed, shout out to Katie Sharp, they've allowed 29 earned runs over those 15 games. So, yes, is Camilo Doval the equivalent of kerosene as a relief pitcher? Sure, but he's not helped when Anthony Volpe makes an error. What would you do? What would you do with Doval? He has an option. He has a player option. Would you send him down to the minors right now? Aaron Boone still thinks they can fix him. I would not be surprised at all if tomorrow we wake up and Camilo Doval has been sent down to the minors to try and figure something out. I hope that's the case. It's what I would do. And I also hope that tomorrow we hear that Caballero is being reinstalled as the starting shortstop, and he's going to stay there and play there every day. And the Yankees can have reliably better defense there. Meanwhile, I know a lot of you don't love the lollipop guy, Jazz Chisholm, but Jazz with another mistake today, a base-running blunder, got picked off after working on a really good walk, got picked off first base, and managed to hurt his toe in the process. So Jazz came out of the game, and for all of you who don't love him, that's another bat out of this lineup for the moment. So the Twins are generally a great cure for whatever is ailing the New York Yankees. when the Yankees cannot beat the Twins at the stadium in the Bronx, how worried are you?